Have a good heart, son. Thy sins are forgiven thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Gospel of today speaks in the most comforting manner to all the sinners who are afraid of God's punishment. Today, on the anniversary of the final apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, we should pray God's mercy to ourselves, to our families, our country, and for God's holy Catholic Church. The thought of hell, that is the eternal punishment due to sin, it should bring some salutary fear into us, so that we stay away from sin. To the children of Fatima, Our Lady showed the sea of fire filled with demons, and the shrieks and groans of pain and despair, they terrified the children. Our Lady told them, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. When you pray the rosary, say after each mystery, 'O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.'" Dear faithful, as Our Lady tells us, if God's anger towards sin is great, even greater is his mercy to a repentant sinner. It is to erase the fear of hell that our Lord addresses us the words of the Gospel of today. Our Lord's first words to the paralytic, "Have a good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee," they are strange at first hearing. The man's friends went through much trouble to bring him to Jesus, so that this great miracle worker might heal him. But our Lord, being God, knew that it was his soul which was in the need of cure, more than his body. This gospel instance assures us that no sin, no matter how horrible it is too great for our Lord to take away and forgive. And we are not called just for repentance, we are also called to holiness. To avoid the fear of hell means to be sorry for the sins one has committed and to stay away from sin and the occasions of sin. We gain the punishment of hell with mortal sins, but it is not in any way some necessity that one should commit mortal sins. I want to emphasize to everyone, especially to the young people, it is perfectly possible to live throughout your whole life without ever committing a mortal sin. It is hard, but with God's grace, it is possible. Our Lord told us, "Be you perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Our Lord would never have given us this command had he not also given us the means to act according to his words. And it is through prayer and the sacraments we receive all the grace necessary to stay away from sin. It is even possible to live throughout one's whole life without committing a deliberate venial sin, though because of our rebellious will against God, this is a grace granted to only very few individuals. The motto of Saint Dominic Savio was death rather than sin. And when Saint Dominic received a special permission to receive his first Holy Communion at the age of 7, he famously made this promise, death rather than sin, to our Lord. And not only did he work hard to keep this promise, but he devoted his life to help his friends and classmates to do the same. It is impossible to live throughout your life without committing at least indeliberate venial sin. Only Our Lady had this privilege. Indeliberate venial sins happen without thinking, for example, the sins of the tongue. The book of Proverbs says, "The mouth of a fool is his destruction, and his lips are the ruin of his soul." When we fall into this sin, most of the times we don't deliberately want to hurt others or bring evil upon them. But we are so used to point out other people's mistakes to others who have no business of knowing them, that often we don't even think about them, still less confess them. Here again comes very useful the advice that if you have nothing good to say about someone, it's better to say nothing at all. But even if these sins are not deliberate, we must still suffer punishment from them. Our Lord told to the Pharisees, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall render an account for it in the day of judgment. For of thy words thou shalt be justified, and of thy words thou shalt be condemned." By the forgiveness of sins, we avoid eternal punishment, but the temporal punishment still remains. And of those sins which we have not done penance on earth, we will suffer punishment in the next life, in purgatory. All this might lead us to think that it is almost impossible to avoid purgatory because we cannot totally avoid sin. And that might lead to a conclusion that to enter heaven right away after your death is only for the selected elite. But it is not so. The normal course of the life of a Catholic is that he is meant to do his penance here on earth and then enter heaven immediately. That's where indulgences come in. An indulgence is the remission granted by the Church of the temporal punishment due to sins already forgiven. In the Gospel of today, the palsied man, he received first the forgiveness of his sins and then his temporal punishment, namely the illness, was taken away. This is exactly what is done by the indulgences. They are granted for the purpose of removing our temporal punishment due to our sins. And you can remove all your temporal punishment by gaining a plenary indulgence. And the best thing is that when the priest anoints you in your final illness, he gives you apostolic blessing, which has the plenary indulgence attached to it, which you can gain at the very moment of your death. That means that when you die, if you are in the state of sanctifying grace, all the temporal punishment due to your sins are removed, and you go straight to heaven. The best way to get rid of the fear of hell and punishment of God is to go to confession often and believe the priest when he says, "Your sins are forgiven." Also, say the act of contrition any time you catch yourself committing sin. Never worry if your contrition or sorrow is real or strong enough. That's the very reason you say the act of contrition out loud. You might not feel anything special, but with those few words, you tell God that you are sorry of all your sins you have ever committed, even those you have forgotten. If you ever worry about your salvation or agonize about the eternal fate of yourself or people dear to you, like your children, know that the sacrament of penance was established to take away your eternal and temporal punishment and grant you entrance to heaven. Cardinal Manning, in his book Love of Jesus to Penitents, he tells about a sinful man who confessed his sins to Saint Vincent Ferrer. Now, Saint Vincent, who lived in late Middle Ages, he was a doom and gloom preacher, if there ever was one. One time his sermon, which as usual contained lots of hellfire and brimstone, it caused a man to repent and go to confession to him. Now this man had lived in sin for a long time. He went to the confessional, confessed many mortal sins, and of course expected a heavy penance. But to his astonishment, Saint Vincent merely said, "All right, for your penance, fast every Friday for 1 year." In those medieval days, that was not considered very heavy penance. The man started to object, "Father, didn't you hear the amount of my sins? You can't possibly give me such a light penance." Saint Vincent answered, "In that case, I will make it even lighter. Instead, for your penance, say the 7 penitential psalms." The shocked man still continued to object, so Saint Vincent said, "You, my son, you need to start to trust in the great mercy of God." And then pronounced the final verdict, "Your penance will be 1 Our Father, 1 Hail Mary, and 1 Glory Be." And that same night, the penitent sinner died, and Saint Vincent saw him in vision ascending straight to heaven. Dear faithful, you see in the life of this saint that whatever punishment we need to suffer due to our sins, it is meant to be taken away. Why would Christ have suffered so much on the cross if we would need for our whole life to agonize about our salvation? As Saint Peter writes, love covers the multitude of sins. The love which this penitent of Saint Vincent had to God broke up the fountains of love and sorrow in his heart. He made a perfect reparation for the sins of his life through his sorrow. A heroic act of reparation, it's enough to absolve all guilt and to expiate all pain. Any fears of hell or punishment you might have is removed by your penance, by the indulgences, and the reception of the sacraments. And this happened also with the good thief, who, after the long life of sin and crime, made only one confession and was absolved and promised immediate entrance to heaven by our Lord himself, who said, "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.